60. Come visit us this summer.
You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas House lawmakers try to reconvene today as Republicans try to vote on a redrawn congressional map. But state Democrats have fled the state, protesting what they call gerrymandering that would give the GOP 5 new seats ahead of midterms.
But more than 50 Texas House Democrats are in Chicago, not Austin.
We're not here to play political games.
State Representative Gene Wu of Houston.
We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has said he wants to see 5 more Republicans in Congress. GOP state lawmakers here have drawn a new map that virtually guarantees it. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Republicans voted to issue warrants for state Democrats to return, but won't have jurisdiction in other states. Israel's prime minister claiming Hamas does not seem committed to reaching a Gaza ceasefire deal and says he'll convene his cabinet to draw up plans on a military solution to defeat Hamas and release the remaining hostages. On Wall Street, stocks closing up today. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, 2 people were killed, 6 others injured after a mass shooting at an unofficial after party for a music festival.
At around 11 o'clock Sunday night, the LAPD says officers shut down an unauthorized party at a warehouse. But a few hours later, shots were fired there. When officers returned, 8 people had been hit by gunfire. This man says his son was killed.
Good gentleman. Very respectful gentleman.
A motive for the shooting is not yet clear. The injured victims range in age from 26 to 62 years old. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Central California, a wildfire has exploded since Friday. The Gifford Fire, situated within the Los Padres National Forest in Solvang, California. That's impacting those within Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. It's charred more than 65,000 acres. Off the waters of Yemen, a boat capsized today, killing 68 African migrants. And the UN Migration Agency says 74 others are still missing. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. There is an air quality alert until noon tomorrow. Look for scattered clouds tonight. Patchy fog possible with a low of 58. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 84. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 59. And currently in Richland Center, we have that hazy sunshine. And our current temperature is 80 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, August 4th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. It's still smoky. Smoke from the wildfires in Canada is continuing to make the air around here unhealthy. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory running through Tuesday at noon, with it possible to be extended yet again. Officials say the impact is really hitting people hard who are more sensitive, like the elderly and the very young, and those with breathing troubles. Wisconsin wildfires may be smaller than the ones in Canada and the western U.S., but as Parker Olson reports, they pose a different challenge here than in seasons past.
This year, 971 fires have burned over 2,500 acres in Wisconsin.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons, so longer duration fire seasons. You know, typically, it's been kind of that March, April is kind of our peak, but we're seeing earlier peaks to our fire season over the last couple of years. So definitely earlier snow-free conditions across the state, and we're having fires, you know, statewide.
In the 8 years from 2015 to 2023, there were a total of 33 fires in the months of January and February. This year and last year, there were 200 in those months. Weather is the primary factor on how many fires may occur in a year. Snow plays a key role in the changes to Wisconsin wildfires. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot says years that are supposed to be colder and snowier aren't delivering the snow and temperatures that allow nature to defend against fires. On the other side of summer, according to prescribed burn specialist Michelle Witeka, droughts are putting Wisconsin at greater risk.
Climate change right now is most definitely impacting our summers. We are dealing with more long-term drought. That guarantee of, you know, no wildfires occurring during this time because it is literally the vegetation is too flushed with moisture, that is not something that we can hang our hat on anymore.
With both ends of fire season extending, it's easier to accidentally start a fire. 98% of Wisconsin fires are caused by people. That's why experts say to be cautious, avoid burning on dry, windy days, and make sure that embers are out when you're done. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
Culminating the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history, Susan Crawford was sworn in Friday as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. Crawford, a Dane County judge, beat Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in April to succeed retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and solidify the court's liberal 3-4 majority. The Brennan Center said more than $100 million was spent on the race, which says Schimmel was supported by global billionaire Elon Musk. With measles cases at the highest level they've been in over 30 years, Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges parents to vaccinate their children before the next school year. While vaccination rates held close to the previous year, when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirements for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child. They help keep classrooms and the whole community safe. There are no reports of this scam like this in Richland County, but county officials are aware of fraudulent invoice scams occurring in other Wisconsin counties. Residents of other counties are receiving fake emails that appear to be official correspondence from their equivalent of a land conservation and zoning department, directing them to promptly pay an invoice via wire transfer in order to finalize a permit. According to one county, the emails and invoices look professional and may even use the names of employees to appear legitimate. Red flags that could indicate a suspicious email include suspicious contact information not affiliated with a legitimate county email address. All emails from Richland County will end with @co.richland.wi.us. Pressure to pay promptly and through a method such as wire transfer. As standard practice, Richland County Land Conservation and Zoning Department does not send invoices. People pay with their application or permit. Although officials have not heard of this occurring in Richland County, if you receive an email and suspect it to be fraudulent, contact the Richland County Land Conservation and Zoning Department at 608-647-2447. Federal prosecutors are rejecting Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's defense that she's immune from prosecution in her obstruction case. They argue the law doesn't support that reasoning. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing in the case this week from prosecutors. A magistrate judge has recommended the case be moved forward. Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether it goes to trial. There's no date yet on that decision. It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. The Captain's Night and Survivors Reception will be held Wednesday night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count towards the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held Friday night at Crosscup Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6, with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remembering those who lost the fight. Food and refreshments will be available beginning at 4. There is still time to get car raffle tickets and luminaries. The Grace office will be open Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 3. Tickets and luminaries will also be available the night of the walk. Also a reminder, Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are none left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Arrangements can be made to pick them up from you and deliver them to teams in need. There is a school supply drive from now through Monday, August 25th at the Edward Jones office, 101 South Church Street, Richland Center. You can drop off donated school supplies Monday through Friday from 8 until 3. Little Britches continues to be a popular event at the Richland County Fair. It is a show by little people of little animals. The 44th annual Little Britches Showmanship will be held at the Richland County Fair on Sunday, September 7th at 11 in the Show Barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or 2nd grade as of January 1st, 2025, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership, may participate. The animals must be born on or after March 1st, 2025, and includes dairy and livestock animals such as dairy calf, goat, lamb, rabbits, and poultry. All animals must be on a lead line. Animals being brought onto the fairgrounds must have a vet check-in sheet, which can be obtained from the Richland County Fair Office by calling 608-647-6859 or the Extension Office at 608-647-6148. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identification for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair Premium Book. A copy of the requirements can be obtained from the Richland County Extension Office. Little Britches will be held Sunday, September 7th at 11 in the Show Barn. Participants must sign up by calling the Extension Richland County Office at 608-647-6148 by Friday, August 29th. The public is welcome to attend Little Britches on Sunday, September 7th to watch the fun as the kids talk about their animals. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died July 27th at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church, with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home of Mauston from now until 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday, August 11th, from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area, died peacefully at his home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet-Avoca area. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. You guessed it. The air quality alert was extended until noon tomorrow. Just keep saying that on repeat, don't we? The new norm of wildfire smoke taking over when a high-pressure system, dry, calm, comfortable, not humid weather settles in, it's now dragging it with it. So as we sit with seasonal conditions and calm winds, temperatures today scraped about 80 degrees and are now going to slide down to the upper 50s. Winds won't be moving much. A few scattered clouds are possible, and patchy fog is also likely overnight and through early tomorrow morning. After that, wildfire smoke still sticks around to start the day. But as we push through the afternoon, especially early evening, bluer skies, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Winds will be moving out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. But as they calm overnight, I wonder if some of that wildfire smoke will build back in. Now, tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 60. Wednesday, things start to change. The winds do start to kick out of the south. 15 to 20 mile per hour gusts, more clouds moving in, more humidity pushing back in, and chances for scattered showers or thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon. Now, those chances continue early on our Thursday. Some sunspots are definitely going to be there. Warm, muggy through the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Then for Friday, bluer skies are expected. It's going to be a hot and humid one, highs nearing 90. Yeah, 90 is coming back. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are definitely possible Friday. They're also possible Saturday, and also likely on Sunday. Got a cold front moving through Saturday-Sunday timeframe, so you know that's going to spark some rain. Otherwise, before it, warm and sticky still on Saturday, highs flirting with 90 still, so Friday-Saturday are the hot ones. Then slightly cooler into the mid-80s on Sunday, but still feeling summery with storm chances. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and hazy and 81 degrees after a high today of 82 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 98 degrees and a record low of 44 was set back in 1978. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:20 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:56. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Yesterday's 14-3 rout of the Washington Nationals completed a weekend sweep by the Brewers. Milwaukee outscored the Nats 38-14, setting franchise records for runs and hits, 56, in a three-game series. Bryce Turang pounded two home runs. Turang and Joseph Ortiz knocked in four runs each, and Aaron Ashby got the win in relief. Quinn Priester starts the first game of a series in Atlanta tonight, and first pitch will be at 6:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:40. All the fun of family night was lessened in the Packers' locker room by worries about an injury to tight end Tucker Kraft. He's being held out of practices while he deals with a groin injury. At 24 years old and entering his third NFL season, Kraft is a key part of the Packers' plans for an aerial attack. He caught 50 passes last season for 707 yards and 7 touchdowns. Cornerback Corey Ballantyne has returned to the Green Bay Packers 3 days after the Indianapolis Colts released him. The 29-year-old Ballantyne rejoined the Packers today after playing 37 regular season and 3 postseason games for them from 2022 through the 2024. The Packers made room for him by releasing cornerback Gregory Jr., and the Colts signed Ballantyne in March, but released him Friday when they signed cornerback Chris Lamons. Ballantyne played 15 games last season while contributing primarily on special teams. He started 6 games in 2023.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Using Kyle Kuzma at small forward, that rather than power forward, might account for some of his problems last season. He disappeared in the postseason after putting up adequate numbers during the regular season. He never looked like the defensive player he had been with the Lakers a few years ago. FanSided.com points out that Kuzma had spent just 9% of his regular season court time at small forward before he was posted there after arriving in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin volleyball program hopes to draw more than 17,000 fans to a match against Florida in September. Another Kohl Center Classic is on the calendar for the 21st at noon. The NCAA indoor volleyball attendance record was set 3 years ago against Florida when 16,833 filled the building. Last year's Classic drew just over 15,000. UW volleyball will kick off the season with a scrimmage 1 week from Saturday, August 16th. And the NCAA has decided not to expand the men's and women's basketball tournaments beyond 68 teams in 2026. Dan Gavitt, NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball, announced the decision on Monday. Discussions about possibly expanding to 72 or 76 teams for the 2027 tournament remain ongoing. NCAA President Charlie Baker believes adding teams could enhance the tournament's value. He mentioned having productive talks with TV partners CBS and Warner Brothers. Their current deal, valued at about $1.1 billion, runs through 2032. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Corn was lower Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, oversold and due for a bounce with help from a higher-moving bean meal. Near-term development weather looks good, but conditions could turn hotter and drier in some areas in the back half of the month. September beans are up 5 3/4 at 975 and a quarter. November was 5 1/4 higher at 994 and a half. September soybean meal is up 6.10 at 277. September soybean oil was down 8 points at 54.40. Corn was lower, watching weather and that chance for hotter, drier pattern emerging later this month. Demand continues to be solid, with U.S. prices very competitive on the export market into September. September corn was down 2.5 at 387. December was 3.75 lower at 407. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City are monitoring U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis is keeping an eye on rain chances in the northern U.S. plains and the Canadian prairies. September Chicago held at 516.75. September Kansas City was down 1.75 at 517. September Minneapolis wheat was up 0.75 at 573. Live and feeder cattle ended an up and down day higher, waiting for direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. October live is up 42 at 224.10, and December was 57 higher, 225. September feeders are up 52 at 334.45. October feeder cattle were 55 higher at 332.40. And hogs were up with the recent trend in pork, higher again at midday on Monday. October lean was up 85 cents to start the week at 90.90, and December was a dollar and a dime higher at 83.45. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas, in Nebraska, and Colorado, but somewhat lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.10 at $364.32. Select was $1.09 higher at $341.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 101,000 head, down 7,000 on the weekend, down nearly 16,000 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major directs were not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct was $112.61. It was $112.97 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and at the Western Corn Belt, it was $113.04. Pork values closed higher, up 85 cents at $117.79, and estimated hog slaughter was 425,000 head, down 17,000 on the week and up nearly 16,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brown Field.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Not a lot of changes for the USDA's national crop condition ratings this week. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin. The latest ag headlines on Brownfield. Development weather continues to be seen as generally favorable in much of the Midwest and Plains. 73% of U.S. corn is called good to excellent unchanged on the week, and 69% of soybeans are in that category. That's 1% lower than last week. More news is coming up next.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life.
This is my science.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started.
This is my time.
Find your place in space.
This is my time.
Space for all.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to PreventCancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
In the Corn Belt say they're seeing varying degrees of weed and disease pressure. Mike Caney in southeast Indiana says it's been a challenge to get ahead.
Some soybeans out there that with the rains the way they were, we couldn't get in and get them sprayed on a timely manner like we'd like to.
South Central Nebraska farmer Randy Ermacher says he's monitoring gray leaf spot.
We did our normal fungicide and insecticide spraying.
Eastern Kansas farmer Daniel Andries says his crops are healthy.
Everything for weed control looks to be like it's maintaining what its level of control that we need.
DeKalb Asgrow agronomist Lance Tarchione says some farmers should manage their expectation for this year's crop.
It would be really, really difficult for this crop to meet, let alone exceed people's expectations.
And bipartisan legislation has been reintroduced into the U.S. House to ensure farmers who invest in carbon capture programs are rewarded. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Southern Rust moving up. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Given wet and humid conditions this summer, many farmers are reporting disease pressure in corn and soybean fields. Iowa State University Extension plant pathologist Darren Mueller says in corn, southern rust has appeared earlier than usual across a broad region. He tells Brownfield the plant pathogen can result in as much as a 25% yield loss. More after this.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
State University Extension plant pathologist Darren Mueller says corn growers are seeing southern rust throughout the Midwest.
Iowa, up into Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, they're all seeing it very early this year.
What are the factors behind it?
It really likes the humidity and the heat. And so we've had great conditions for it. But that means this is a disease that doesn't survive in residue. So the rust diseases need to survive on living tissue. So as soon as we have a frost here in the Midwest, all of the inoculum dies and it resets. And so my comments about frog eye leaf spot and gray leaf spot don't pertain to this disease. It has to survive somewhere where there's green tissue. So it typically is in Mexico or somewhere very far south in the U.S., like southern Texas. But they had great conditions for it. I think we were getting calls from some of our pathologist colleagues in Mississippi, Louisiana, really early in the season saying, we have a lot of southern rust right now, and it's coming in way earlier than normal. Be on the lookout.
Fungicides generally effective against it, or is that kind of a guessing game too, just because this is an anomaly this growing season?
No, but there we know quite a bit. I mean, thankfully we have colleagues in the South that are kick butt and are really diligent about evaluating products that for diseases that we don't really see as often. And so there's great data out of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi from our colleagues. And so we have a good idea as to what fungicides work the best. And again, I'm going to point you to the Crop Protection Network. There's a publication that has fungicide efficacy, and there's a column for Southern Rust. So some fungicides do work better than others. Typically, that's my answer is a little bit like tar spot. If especially for this disease, usually builds up later in the season. Something that's going to have a little bit longer residual will be something that you'll want to look for.
Mueller says Southern Rust causes raised lesions that typically appear in clusters and are orange in color, and the lesions only appear on one side of the leaf. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News.
Today's specials, Country and Community, brought to you by WRCO Studios and proudly sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
You had in mind, but if you want to Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
100.9 WRCO. Oh, no, how we end up here tonight, I don't know. But from where I stand, the bus and the band sure is hitting right. We're throwing it down on another round, but I feel that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, but I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Now looks like that's for a check, but I'll need that long neck claim. And then my brother hands me another as soon as I finish this train. Getting on Brent's Walsh and repeat. We're throwing it down on another round. When I feel that telephone ring, said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, ask for a check. When I hear that long and clean, and then my brother hands me another as soon as I finish this train.
Running on, running on, borrowed time.
These friends of mine were throwing it down another round. And I hear that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, that's for a check, but I hear that long name claim. And then my brother hands me another as soon as I finish this train.
Myself up off the floor, cause you can't
my best moves on every single woman I see. Now you thought you could break me, add me to your list, notch me on your gun. Let me tell you this, I got news for you, baby, I don't break that easily. Cause you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down. Hanging with my friends, this world's gonna see me smiling again. I'm taking some time to erase you from my memory. Don't write many letters, don't call me on the phone, don't knock on my door, cause to you I'm not at home. I know there's a woman out there for a man like me. Can't keep a good man down. Oh no, can't keep a good man down. Baby, can't keep a good man down. Oh, enough is enough, I can't take anymore. I'm picking myself up on the floor. Cause I can't keep a good man down.
not be broken. I will not be broken. I will not be broken. I will not be. No, no, baby.
Giving, and I hope that I'm around to watch 'em knock.